Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update podcast for March 26, 2024. I'm your host, John Lothian. This podcast is brought to you by John Lothian News, the home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. Thank you for joining us. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. The Financial Times today published a special report on the future of AI that explores the profound impact of artificial intelligence across various sectors. It looks into how AI is creating jobs, influencing lives, and reshaping employment dynamics. The report highlights AI's role in accelerating the energy transition, transforming the energy sector while potentially affecting traditional job roles. Academics express optimism about integrating AI into education without displacing teachers. In financial services, AI is expected to enhance productivity by taking on tasks such as customer support and transaction monitoring. Healthcare professionals foresee transformative changes from AI in the next decade or so. Meanwhile, media groups are leveraging AI tools to streamline operations and complement storytelling. Though roles require human nuance, are likely to remain indispensable. Microsoft has published a commentary titled, Five Key Principles for Implementing an AI Strategy Across Your Organization, with the subheadline, New Research Points to Role-Specific Needs and Pain Points. Understanding them will help ensure a successful rollout. BACT reported fourth quarter and full year 2023 results, with quarterly gross crypto services revenues reaching $199.4 million, offset by associated costs and fees totaling $197.8 million. Total quarterly revenues amounted to $214.5 million, contributing to full-year total revenues of $780.1 million. Operating expenses for the quarter were $290 million, with adjusted expenses, excluding certain costs, down 55% year-over-year to $27.8 million. The company bolstered its liquidity and balance sheet position through a recent $42.4 million gross proceeds initial closing from registered direct offerings with investors and Intercontinental Exchange, which is ICE. BACT also expanded its institutional crypto capabilities with the launch of collaborative custody and plans for institutional trading services in the third quarter of 2024. The company updated its full year 2024 outlook, anticipating significant revenue growth to $3,292 million or $5,114 million. That sounds like $3.292 billion or $5.114 billion to me, alongside a projected decline in operating cash flow usage of approximately 70% year over year to $58 million to $72 million. E-mini S&P option blocks have averaged over 134,000 contracts per day so far in 2024 and achieved a record trading day with 558,000 contracts traded on March 15th. See me share it on LinkedIn. Elizabeth Kirby of TradeWeb in its blog looks at new SEC rules requiring the majority of trades in the U.S. Treasuries market to be cleared through a central counterparty clearinghouse and what these rules mean for market participants. The commentary is titled SEC Treasury Clearing Mandate, What Market Participants Need to Know. There's a link in today's newsletter for it. Timothy Keady, Managing Director and Chief Client Officer at DTCC, is ending a 26-year run at DTCC and Amgeo/Thompson Financial Group and will be departing DTCC at the end of March, he announced on LinkedIn. Our most read stories from our previous edition of JLN Options were, the short vol trade is back, why some investors think it's driving tranquility in markets, from the Wall Street Journal. Philip Nova offers trading of Istanbul quoted futures via Trading Technologies link from the Edge Singapore. And Equinix commences investigation into short seller Hindenburg's report, Reuters via Yahoo News. Subscribe to the free JLN Options newsletter with a link in today's JLN. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's a video from our JLN Industry Leaders series, sponsored by Wedbush, from our Boca coverage. BMLL CEO Paul Humphrey talks expansion and quality data in JLN interview. BMLL is on a roll after an investment from NASDAQ and FactSet allowed it to expand its content, hire more engineers to onboard the data, and grow its go-to-market division, including expanding into the U.S. John Lothian News interviewed BMLL Technologies CEO Paul Humphrey at the FIA International Futures Conference in Boca Raton, Florida, where he discussed the complexities traders face when testing strategies across different asset classes. He also talked about BMLL's post-investment growth and highlighted the pivotal role of high-quality data in enhancing trading outcomes. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Fox News. The headline: brutally violent Mexican cartel draining Americans' life savings in complex scam. A Mexican drug cartel known for gruesome public slaughtering drained $40 million from Americans and stole many elderly victims' life savings without a drop of blood in 2022, according to FBI stats. It's part of a rapidly evolving timeshare scam run by the Jalisco New Generation Cartel, CJNG, that is becoming more intricate and is now estimated to be stealing hundreds of millions of dollars from Americans each year. My comment: I thought all I had to worry about was Hilton giving me the strong arm tactics for a timeshare. Here's a headline from the Wall Street Journal. The Russian court extends Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich's detention. American journalist was detained almost a year ago on a reporting trip. A Russian court extended the detention of Evan Gershkovich's by 3 months, almost a year to the day since the Wall Street Journal reporter became the first U.S. journalist to be detained there on an allegation of espionage since the end of the Cold War. The 32-year-old reporter, whom the U.S. government deems wrongfully detained, has been held in Moscow's Fortovo prison since March 29th last year on an allegation that he, the journal, and the U.S. government vehemently deny. My comment: free Evan now. Here are the top three stories from Monday's JLN. Our top story Monday was "The Wacky Negative Interest Rate Experiment Ends with a Thud" from the Wall Street Journal. Second was "Food Prices Will Climb Everywhere as Temperature Rise Due to Climate Change," new research from The Conversation. Third was "Have the Inflows into Bitcoin Funds Dried Up?" from the Financial Times. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from the Financial Times. The headline: Larry Fink warns retirement crisis looms for aging world population. BlackRock chief's annual letter also embraces energy pragmatism amid attacks over climate stance. The world faces a looming retirement crisis that requires a rethink of pensions and working patterns as medical breakthroughs boost longevity, BlackRock's chief executive Larry Fink warned on Tuesday in his closely watched annual letter to chief executives and investors. Fink, whose previous missives have helped boost interest in stakeholder capitalism and climate change, cited UN projections that 1 in 6 people globally will be older than 65 by 2050, up from 1 in 11 in 2019, as he called for increasing global use of capital markets to help workers save for old age. The BlackRock chief also warned that the rise of defined contribution pension plans had combined with the growing strain on the Social Security government retirement program to leave the U.S. particularly unprepared for a huge increase in the retiree population. There's also stories from Reuters and Bloomberg about this subject. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg, the headline. AI will suck up 500% more power in UK in 10 years, Grid CEO says. Fast-developing technologies require increased data center use. Grid upgrade is one option for the future, John Pettigrew says. Electricity demand from UK data centers will jump sixfold over the next 10 years as a boom in artificial intelligence requires increased computing power, according to the head of National Grid PLC. That will ramp up pressure on the country's electricity network, which must move vast quantities of renewable energy from as far away as Scottish wind farms to data centers around London. And it's a grid already under strain from the accelerating electrification of home heating, transportation, and industries. And then finally, here's a story from Bloomberg. The headline, the $280 billion climate bond market that isn't working. Sustainability-linked bonds are supposed to provide incentives for issuers to achieve set green targets. The reality is altogether different, research shows. One of Wall Street's favorite financial innovations for helping reduce corporate greenhouse gas emissions isn't functioning as intended. That's according to new research from the investor-focused nonprofit Climate Bonds Initiative, CBI. The group study found that more than 80% of 768 sustainability-linked bonds issued from 2018 through November of last year aren't aligned with global climate goals. We're grateful for your attentive listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please spread the word about our podcast among your friends. We would greatly appreciate it if you could spare a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or whatever platform on which you access our podcasts. Your reviews play a crucial role in introducing our content to new listeners. Also, if you haven't subscribed to the daily John Lothian newsletter email yet, you can enjoy a complimentary 90-day trial by visiting johnlothiannews.com/trial. Thank you for your valued support. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.